This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver International Airport expects this Memorial Day weekend to be even busier than last year. If you're headed to the airport, expect longer wait times at security and full parking lots. DIA says around 70,000 passengers are forecast to move through TSA screenings today. Pre-check holders should use the North Security Checkpoint. You can check estimated security wait times online at flydenver.com. And if you plan to drive, Colorado gas prices are far below the record highs seen ahead of last year's Memorial Day weekend. A gallon of regular unleaded will run you about $3.47 in much of the state. That's almost a full dollar below last year's average. AAA says increased supply has helped keep prices lower. Drivers should expect increased traffic on interstate highways over the weekend, especially along I-70 in the mountains. Congressman Jason Crow and other Democratic veterans are stressing how significantly a federal debt default could impact former service members. If the country defaults next week, veterans might not get their benefits. Crow says there is an oath that's made. When someone fights for the country, the nation will be there for their family, and that should never be in question.
And yet, here we are. Because of gamesmanship by the House Republicans, it is in question. It's unacceptable. We are here to call it out.
Republican leaders say they're optimistic that a deal can be reached with the White House to raise the nation's borrowing limit and avoid default. But the deadline could hit as early as next Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.